I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
This week, we're going to be talking about how we go about roasting the perfect Thanksgiving turkey on your grill.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
This is our second and final Thanksgiving episode, and we're both really excited about this one because turkey is one of our absolute favorite items to cook during the holidays.
I will admit, though, that I'm already getting a little sick of prepping and cooking turkey since I've done over 15 of them at this point, plus a few holiday hams, but in the end, when you bite into that delicious golden turkey, all the pain goes away.
I will note that Tom isn't just cooking all these turkeys for fun, but with all of the cooking classes we host during the holidays, plus a charity we cook for, we end up cooking a lot of turkey before we even get to Thanksgiving Day with our family, where we do it all again.
Why would we do it all again? Well, because we simply don't trust anyone else to cook nearly as good a turkey as we can. But with a little patience, and by following the recipe we'll lay out in just a bit, you'll be able to wow your family and friends with the best Thanksgiving meal they've ever had.
Before we get to the recipe, let's talk a bit about how turkey came to be the quintessential Thanksgiving meal. There is no definitive proof that turkey was consumed at what many historians believe to be the first Thanksgiving, which took place in Plymouth in 1621. Edward Winslow's firsthand account does not mention turkey by name, instead saying that they feasted on wild fowl, which could have just as easily been duck or goose.
So why is it that over 100 years later, that Alexander Hamilton declared, "No citizen of the U.S. shall refrain from turkey on Thanksgiving Day"? We have colonist William Bradford to thank for that.
Bradford's journal of his time in the colonies were lost until 1856 when they were reprinted. In them, he mentioned that the colonists had hunted wild turkey during the fall of 1621. This journal was widely read during this time, and though Thanksgiving was not yet a national holiday, many who read the journal began linking turkey with Thanksgiving automatically.
Another reason that turkey is so popular is that unlike chicken, duck, or goose, a turkey can feed large groups like those that gather on the holidays. And for those that don't know, President Abraham Lincoln declared Thanksgiving Day as an official national holiday in 1863, just 7 years after Bradford's journal was reprinted.
Okay, now that you have a little background on why we eat turkey on Thanksgiving Day, let's talk about the absolute best way to prepare your bird. Spatchcocking.
Spatchcocking is the term we use for removing the backbone of a bird so that it can be laid flat. We do this for one simple reason. The bird will cook more evenly than if you kept it whole, making sure that both your dark and white meat cook at an even rate. And this prevents the bird from drying out in the process.
One other quick tip is that we always brine our birds. We're going to start this recipe with Chef Tom pulling the bird from the brining solution, but the ingredients and process will be online as always. One thing to make sure is that if you buy a pre-brined bird, you're going to want to cut the salt down in your brining solution.
I'm here in our test kitchen, and I have a 14-pound turkey that I've just removed from our brine solution. Now, what I want to do to prepare this bird is place it breast side down, so I'm looking right at the backbone. And to spatchcock this bird, I'm going to cut along each side of the backbone. I've got some really sturdy kitchen shears here, which are essential to this process. Just cutting right along the backbone from one cavity to the other. And then I'll turn around and go back up the backbone on the other side. All right, so the backbone is completely removed now. And I'm gonna hold on to this so I can make some turkey stock with it, which is gonna be great for our gravy later on. And now what I'm looking at is, again, the bird is breast side down. I'm looking into this cavity, and what we want to do is here at the top where the breasts are, just going to make a little snip, and then up where the wings are, I'm going to press down, and now this bird lays nice and flat. It's not curved up anymore. And what that does is it allows the bird to be all on one level, all around the same thickness, and it's going to make the cooking process much more even. Now the next thing I want to do is flip this bird over, and now we're looking at the breast. If we see any excess skin around the edges, we can go ahead and snip that off. All right, now what I want to do is release the skin from the meat. So I'm actually going to get my hands in between the skin and the breast. I'm not going to completely remove this skin. I just want to be able to get under there so I can season the meat itself and not just the skin. And I'm going to do the same thing with the thighs and the legs. And from here, I'll go ahead and grab our seasoning, and we will season the meat. What I'm doing is giving it a nice, generous coat of our seasoning on the meat itself, and then I will pull the skin over the top of it. Now it's protected from the heat. That's going to be a really great moisture barrier. We've got seasoning on the meat, and this is how we guarantee a nice, moist bird. All right, getting some seasoning on the breast itself, just pulling that skin back, and then putting it back into place when I'm done seasoning. And we do this pretty much anywhere we can get to the meat itself. I flip this over. We look for any exposed meat on the backside here at the top where the breasts are, down by the thighs. Get those seasoned up as well. Now I'm going to transfer it to a foil-lined sheet pan. All right, so the breast is facing up. The thighs are right next to the bird. It's all intact. It's all sitting on a relatively even level. I'll tuck these wing tips back behind the wings. You can also cut them off if you want to, but that's going to help those wings stay in tight to the breast so that they don't overcook before the breasts are done. And with the bird in place here on the sheet pan, I'm just gonna go ahead and season the skin as well. All right, we've got rub all over the skin surface. And now this bird is ready to go to the smoker. All right, we're gonna place this bird here on the smoker. We're using a pellet smoker today. If you guys are doing a gas grill, if you're doing a charcoal grill, something like that, you just wanna make sure you're cooking with indirect heat, no flame right on the bird, as you're guaranteed to scorch if you do that. So for us, we have a deflector plate in today that keeps the flame from hitting the bird directly. And this is on our second shelf. We're just gonna close this up and roast this bird at 350 degrees until it reaches an internal temperature of 165 degrees in the breast.
All right, so now we have the bird on the grill and we're going to roast it at 350 degrees until it has hit its perfect internal temperature of 165 degrees in the breast. And now is where we tell you the most important thing to take away from this episode.
Never, ever, ever trust the automatic pop-up timer in your turkey. The only thing it will ensure is that you will have a dry, flavorless bird to serve this year.
These timers are set to incredibly high temperatures, sometimes as high as 190 degrees to ensure that no one gets sick. But by choosing a temperature more than 20 degrees higher than you should be going to, the only thing people would be sick of is your gross turkey. Now that we have that out of the way, let's cut back to Chef Tom as we finish up this cook.
Now our turkey has been on the grill for about 2.5 hours. The skin's looking really nice, crisping up nicely. The breasts are temping at 165 degrees in the deepest part. The thighs are a little bit higher, but that's totally fine because they can retain their moisture at slightly higher temperatures. So this bird is ready to come off the grill. We're gonna take it off. We're gonna rest it for just a little bit. Now that this turkey's rested for a little while, its temperatures come down, so it's a little bit easier to handle. The juices have all redistributed to where they belong. And I'm gonna get ready to serve this. So what I'm gonna do is start by just separating the thigh and the leg from the rest of the body. And there's a number of ways you can do this. If you like, you can serve it whole. If you don't have that many coming to dinner, you can separate right here real easily with a knife. You could separate the leg from the thigh, serve those whole. You can remove the skin and pull these so you have nice chunks of dark meat. So there's a number of ways to go about that. For me, I'm gonna go ahead and pull the meat from the bones. And this just makes it a little easier when you get it on a tray to serve to everyone. All they have to do is reach in there and grab the different kinds of meat that they want. And this is super tender and just a ton of moisture in it. And of course, we've lined our pan with foil and caught all of that juice. And this juice we can actually reincorporate into the meat so it'll be even more moist when it's served. So the way I like to serve the breast is I'm gonna take my slicing knife and slice right down the middle of the bird, and you'll get a one side or the other of the breastbone. And then you can remove that breast. You can use your slicer to cut away the wing, and then you've got this nice big piece of breast meat. Take the bones off the bottom side, and you can slice this into nice thick slices that present really well on a platter.
Well, that wraps up our Thanksgiving turkey recipe.
I hope you all get a chance to try this recipe this year, as I really do believe that it will yield you the best turkey you've ever eaten. Yes, better than fried turkey by a country mile. And don't forget that you can get the full recipe online at kmuw.org.
Thank you guys so much for listening. If you have any recipe you'd like us to cook or anything you want covered on the show, email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com. And tune in next time when Chef Tom and I teach you how to make a Christmas ham from scratch.